Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, this is Liberty Lisa with Guerrilla Radio today. I'm sorry, but we are having technical difficulties. I actually just had the song pulled up, and it went away. Here it is. All right, I'll try again. Here's our intro.
And I'm very, very angry over here.
Over here.
Over here.
I know. It's frustrating. We haven't had problems in a long time, and actually none of the other hosts have had problems. And for some odd reason, we got singled out.
Apparently, they don't love Guerrilla Radio for some reason. We're the rep freedom of such a thing.
Hey, you're going in and out. I don't know if you're outside or wherever you are, your reception's not good.
Is it better now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So, Austin, tell us who's calling in for the show today.
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, I want to apologize to all the listeners, and hopefully you stuck around through our half hour of technical difficulties. I have a feeling I know who's behind the technical difficulties, but I have no proof, so I'm just going to let it go at that. But the person's probably listening, so they can figure it out. Today we're going to have my good friend Joe Prince. He is an NSA expert. He's had relatives involved with CFR, Agenda 21. This guy is a wealth of knowledge. Pen and paper, take notes. This guy is amazing. He has so much information, he tends to wander, so I'm going to have to keep steering him on the straight, narrow path to keep him on topic because the guy is amazing. Amazing.
What's his name?
His name, dang, I just banged my knee, ouch, is Joe Prince, the Prince of Knowledge.
All right.
I think that maybe, hopefully that's him. We've got 352 with their hand up, and I'm thinking maybe that's him.
All right, let's bring in 352 real quick. They were there first.
That's me, always first in line.
Who is this?
Ken.
Ken, all right.
Yeah.
Hi,
how
are you?
Doing super.
Good. Yeah, just sorry about the technical difficulties today. We got started a little later than we expected.
Right.
My timing was perfect because I was busy and didn't get in here until just a minute ago. So,
you didn't miss anything then.
That's correct. So let's get this show on the road. I want to hear all about the NSA.
You're gonna hear a lot about the NSA today. That's for sure.
Beautiful.
All right, so let's bring in the 856 number now.
That's Joe Prince. That's our guest.
Joe, is that you?
Hey, good evening.
Good evening,
Mr. Prince. And how are you guys doing tonight?
Well, we could be
no
better. But we're here. We're happy to have you on, Joe.
Oh, well, you know what? I appreciate the extended invite. I really appreciate that. You guys are your aces.
Well, your aces too, my friend. I'm just so happy to have you on board. You're going to be dropping a lot of bombshells on our listeners. I kind of really, since we're starting a little bit late, I really kind of want to dive in. We were having a discussion. It was actually on Lee Pierce's show, The Last Voice for Liberty, where you kind of dropped a bombshell that we haven't had an active constitution in the United States since 2001. Can you expound on that?
Well, it actually dates back a little bit further than that, but to become a little bit more topical to, the more relevant times in the age of treason. In 2001, I believe it was a few days after September 11th, a state of emergency was declared that activated COG. And if you're not familiar with COG, COG is continuity of government, meaning it's emergency measures to ensure the security of the homeland. And I'll give you the floor for a second, Kat.
No, fill us in. You've got the floor, my friend.
I'm just going to try
and keep the rudder on point, because I know how you are.
I'm getting my adult beverages in place. Hang on a second.
Do you smoke cigarettes?
No, never.
Oh, okay.
Yay!
I'm only joking with you. Yeah, I smoke like a chimney.
So you smoke cigars?
Oh, I love cigars, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, hey, Lisa, is it all right to smoke cigars on the show, or is that fall in the non-smoking category?
Nah. I can't
I'll let him slide since he's our guest.
I'm not allowed to smoke cigars in the house, that's all.
No, we were just having fun. We were joking about doing a show on smoking, and she made a joke with one of our friends that's going to be calling in, Lee Pierre. He has his own show here, too. He smokes like a chimney. So she was making a joke that this was going to be a non-smoking show.
Okay, well, we're going to stay politically correct.
No, we don't do that here on Gorilla Radio.
Yeah, we don't. You almost just cussed just now. I mean,
you have now entered the non-political correct, the non-PC zone.
Non-PC zone.
Right. You can drop six of the seven words. The F bomb is not allowed, and we don't like the C word either.
Okay, so we are doing a half PC and a 100% truth. That's what this is all about. That's why everybody is tuned in tonight, is because, I mean, simply and basically, we just need the truth. That's all we're looking for. We just want to know what we're up against so we don't get blindsided as patriotic, God-fearing Americans.
Right. Absolutely.
Isn't that the truth? So back to this. What are you saying that they passed in 2001? I thought it tied in with the Unpatriot Act.
The Depatriotization Act, okay. I guess to expand on it a little bit, I don't have the information sitting right in front of me, but I'm sure somebody could Google it real quick, is I believe, and I would need to be quoted on this, I believe it was September 13th or September 14th when the Emergency Act, the Declaration of Emergency was made by the Bush regime. Which activated COG. And COG basically suspends the Constitution, Bill of Rights, all the way across the board. But it just hasn't really been totally enforced. It's just been under stealth, I guess you could say.
Oh, yeah. So they're basically selecting when they want to enforce this act, is what
you're
saying.
Well, exactly. Well, you can look at the Department of Homeland Sacrifice, and basically what their deal was is after 9/11 was they were invented after 9/11, rolled a select group of FBI into their Department of Homeland Security initiative, and what they've done is TSA, for example, that it's a straight violation of your Fourth Amendment.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Okay, there's
Well,
definitely. I mean, that's the reason why I brought that up is because it's the most flagrant, out in the open, overt measure that shows you. Well, the message that they're trying to relay to you is that your body is not belonging to you at that point when they do a search and seizure.
Yep.
Even a even what they call a chat down instead of a pat down, they give you a chat down. Even a chat down by a TSA official is still search and seizure because they're searching with questions and they're seizing with your answer.
Hey, we've got a smoker on the line on the 515, Lisa. We got to bring in our smoking friend.
Well, Tom, put it out. Tom, put it out.
You know what? There's this little X button over here to the right.
No, you're not.
What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about.
And it's Lee Pierre the Mouse.
It is. Here comes the Plague Gorilla Radio once more, smoking my cigarettes and drinking my coffee.
I'm straight out of Crown Royal, so there'll be no Crown Royal today.
You know, good luck. You're gonna need it. I'll be over here, like winning.
Adult beverages notwithstanding.
And I want to thank Lee Pierre, because Joe was actually on his show, and that's how I met the man. And this man is a wealth of knowledge. This guy is a true patriot. Amazing. Full of.
He's on it, man. He's got the word. I've been promoting the show as much as I can the last hour that I've been home, and just to get it out and saying, hey, you know, people need to hear what this man has to say. He's got a lot of things that everybody needs to hear. Because we're facing a very real, real threat of tyranny here. And if we don't unite and take a stand and get our people informed, we're all going to be up, what's that word, shit creek.
Yeah. Yeah, we allow the F word.
Right.
Right. Well, but now we're going back. So they basically subvertly suspended the Constitution on September 13th or 14th, right after 9/11.
Yeah, let me search that really quick. Hang on a second.
That's exactly what you're talking about. It's when President Bush declared a federal state of emergency right after 9/11, and that's been left in place ever since. As a matter of fact, good old Barry Satoro extended that state of emergency. Now, we haven't had a big terrorist attack since 9/11 here in this country, but yet we still seem to be in a state of emergency, which, you know, makes all the sense in the world if you're a statist.
Right.
Well, they gotta keep us in a state of fear so they can keep taking away our rights. That's pretty much it.
That is correct. Bingo. To use fear to polarize and to paralyze the patriot.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. It's scary, everybody. Be afraid. We're gonna get you know, attacked right here next to. They're gonna come right in. They can come in any time and blow up you and your family and everybody else. So we got to take all your liberties.
Lies and slander.
I'm like,
a good one. That was good.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Okay, I got some information if you guys are ready.
We're ready.
Let's go.
I'm ready.
Okay. State of emergency was declared on. It's a NSPD-51. This was the Bush's state of emergency declared 3 days after 9/11. Now, what the state of emergency also encompasses is the Patriot Act being pushed forwards, being under arrest, and they don't have to tell you what the charges are. They can detain you indefinitely. So the point is just after reviewing this information just really quick, it seems that the NDAA 1867, this was the precursor for it, it seems to be, and Bush extended it, and Obama has extended it, and this thing has been played forwards two or three times now. So we are still under this extended state of emergency, and I yield the floor.
The only emergency I see is protection from these tyrannous bastards that are so-called government.
Governance, yes. A pseudo... I had the perfect description for it the other day. What was? Let me think about it 1 second. Give me a second. A pseudo push government.
Yeah. Well, it's the same thing, and it's spreading around the rest of the world. You know what? The one beautiful thing about the social media thing, and you know, I'm relatively a internet virgin. I've only been on it for about 2 years now, and. You know, the thing that I get to do is now talk to people around the world, and they're saying, you know, to me, hey, guy, your country is, you guys are going nuts, you know, what have you done? What are your people doing over there? And I'm like, we're laying around. We're so complacent in our own luxuries of life that we've turned a blind eye to politics. And in the meantime, certain eyes have turned theirs to our political structure, infiltrated it, taken it over, and are turning it against us.
Exactly. And if you don't mind, I could expand on that just a hair.
Sure. Go ahead.
Well, basically, what's happened since 9/11 is subsequently killed the Bill of Rights and the Constitution all in one fell swoop. And if anybody doesn't look at this as a rogue takeover of a governance. I can't say government because they're actually held in check right now. They're in bank of their own governance, law purveying, I guess you could say. Well, basically, they've taken the power, they've robbed power, and they've refused to give it back. They will not give this power back to we the people. And I yield the floor.
You don't have to yield before, because this show, you're our special guest, and we want you to talk our ears off.
Okay, well, I can talk ears off. I'll expand on it even further. The Patriot Act, let's talk about that really quick, and then we're going to get to the MIAC report. And let me get the MIAC report in front of me, but I could expand on the Patriot Act really quick.
Right.
The Patriot Act, we divided this Patriot Act between about seven of our fellow patriots on a website. Well, you know, first of all, if I got the floor, if you allow me just a little latitude, I'd like to just throw something out there right now.
I want to
give a big thanks and high praise to our God-fearing patriots that are standing on the front line. They're in this trench warfare right now, fighting the good fight, and I thank every single one of them. I want to give a shout out to Oath Keepers, Smithix Channel, Chuck, keep doing what you're doing. Sheriff Mack, Miggs, the Tea Party, don't give up. Barrett, the 3%ers, and I want to give a very special recognition to the family of Brian Terry, family of Pat Tillman, and all of our military arms that are in the know, and they're trying to fight the good fight. And getting that out of the way really quick, I just want to throw that into an introduction because we are amassing casualties right now of a physical or a mental or a extrajudicial way, and it's being hidden right now, and a lot of it is done by stealth. And a very good example of it is that the Boston Globe whistleblower that called Department of Homeland Security out on their BS about the Boston Marathon, and
right.
he forced the Department of Homeland Security to make their blanket public statement that they staged the event, and that is public. That is public knowledge now. And in turn, what he did was, after he made that admission that the Department of Human Sacrifice staged the Boston event, he went on record. He went and arrested this man. He's an effing patriot. He is on the front lines himself, and freedom of the press is dead. Okay, it's going to be you print what we tell you to. Until otherwise noted, all the investigative reporters are gone. They're gone.
Oh, yeah.
Totally gone. They're reading dialogue and script right now.
I wouldn't agree with that totally. I have 11 articles that have been written on me here in Colorado, and I'm fighting unconstitutional statute on foreclosures here. And I've had a certain gentleman, Dave Magoya, who works for the Denver Post, write 11 times about me. So
okay, well, I'm speaking more to the point of mainstream media. They are dead, and I can prove it with this one statement alone. You have to search an act, I believe, from about 1956 that made it illegal to propagandize the American citizens. Okay, well, that act hit the floor in 2012. In October or November of 2012, repealing it, making it legal now to propagandize the American citizens.
They certainly did that. They certainly did.
Wow. Who says you can't teach an old dog new tricks?
The problem is they have undue amounts of power and control, but they can't control every single person. There are rogue people out there, thank God.
Well, they can now.
So
they can now. They have data files on everybody now. The NSA has got their dump, and the president's got their hit list. So everybody, listening, like I said, I'd like to give another shout-out to the NSA, the FBI, and the Alphabet Soup and acronyms that are listening in tonight. Now you know what you're up against.
Yeah.
To them all, tell them to kiss my crippled ass.
Yeah, we ain't going out like that. No way. I mean, you guys can do whatever. I personally have them calling me and associating us. I'm still going to remain friends with David Laurie Vanderbeek out there, guys. For you listening, a true patriot, someone that cares about the Constitution. And he's going to be governor here in 2014. He's going to throw a monkey wrench in your shit for sure.
I hope so. The point I'm trying to make
is the
mainstream media is allowed to lie to you now. You can't trust any news that comes across the mainstream media, period. And they can lie to you with impunity, and you are not allowed to, just like the Department of Human Sacrifice. They just admitted to staging the Boston bombing, okay? Well, it stands to reason that if they admitted to one, well, is there others? Have they staged other events? But, that's going to stay in the speculation category. We're not going to talk tonight about speculation. We're going to talk about facts. But the point I'm trying to make is you can't even sue the mainstream media if they tell you that the sky's going to be purple for a month and it's still blue. You can't sue them. There's no recourse. I'll yield the floor.
Where did they admit that they staged this? I guess I missed that.
You could go to Intel Hub, and I believe it's one of their premier. It's one of their. I think it's number one or number two story on the list way down. I'm going to have to search it myself. I could send you the file right now. Give me a second. I'm going to get on my text messaging. Give me a second.
Okay, I'm sorry. That's kind of a big deal. I want to see that.
Yeah, I'm going to send you the file right now. Well, now that at this minute that we're on the phone, I'm sending you the file right now. Give me a second. I'm sending it to Austin's phone.
Okay.
Okay, so anyway, while I'm looking for this file, you just take over for a second because I'm going to be silent for a minute.
Right. Well, the thing that I wanted to touch on too is something that you enlightened me on. I mean, I'm well aware of the fusion centers and everything, but he Joe shared some information with me that was really eye opening. It's actually called MIAC, MIAC. It's the Missouri Information Analysis Center. Are you familiar with this, Lee?
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Well, what this is
I heard about this on the Jesse Ventura's conspiracy theory. He had a girl from on there that got all her information sent to that place.
Right. Well, this is a Big Brother outlet. It's like Department of Homeland, Department of Human Sacrifice. I like Joe's terminology for that. But
yeah,
Department of Homeland Security, this is the same thing. This 1984 Orwellian shit. If you see something, say something. Same business. These guys are data mining. If you step out of line, if you're a Paul Bott or Ron Paul supporter, you're a Second Amendment person, you believe in the Constitution and liberty, you're on their list.
Yeah, my name
you're
is either there or in the Fusion Center near Iowa City, one of the two. I'm sure it's there.
Well, it's not only that you're on the list. You are going to be found as the adverse party to your governance for your political views, your associations to constitutionalists, Ron Paul supporters, Second Amendment champions. You run the gambit of everything that's made this country good and whole, and you are going to find yourself the adverse party to this MIAC report. And the reason why is because what they're going to do, or I should say what they've been doing, you are going to be in, you're going to be the offended, and you're going to be now labeled the enemy because you believe in the Constitution, you believe in the Bill of Rights. You don't believe in humanism, and you don't believe in secretary centralization of any type of form of governance or banking. That's basically what they're telling you, is the MIAC report put the shot across the bow to every patriotic American that believes in everything that's whole, safe, and what's made this country the best damn country in the United States of America, what it was, before about four unconstitutional presidents right in a row that have desecrated the Constitution. You're gonna be offended of them shredding the rest of your liberties. And they already have a constitution. Their own constitution has been drawn up for quite a long time now. And their constitution is based on a one-world religion, a central banking system with central governance that would be run out of the UN. And their new religion is called humanitarianism or something. I can't pronounce it correctly. Humanism.
Right.
That's their new religion, and the Pope already called for a one-world religion, and I'm going to guess that it has nothing to do with being rooted in Christianity. I'm going to take a wild guess because he is a black Pope. He used to wear a black robe. He's not skin-colored black, but this is the black Pope that our Bible warned us about. I yield the floor.
He left the door open for you, Lisa. What's your understanding about the biblical quotes and history of the Black Pope?
I'm not familiar with that exact verse, but I know in a lot of the prophecies that are in the Bible are definitely coming true. And, you know, I kind of personally believe that the United States of America is Babylon. You know, Babylon, you agree?
Yes, we are Babylon. Not only are we Babylon, but we are emulating the old proverbs from ancient Israel. We are emulating Psalms 9:10. The towers of Babel that will fall again. We are the towers of Babel that will fall. And to give you a quick history of ancient Israel, really quick, was Jesus Christ wasn't even in the charter at that point, but God came down.
Hear that?
And asked it, God came down from the heaven and asked them. He basically begged them to stop worshiping false idols and stop your money printing and stop trying to build your stairway to heaven with your towers of Babel, because that's what they were trying to do. He thought that he could side skirt or sidestep God, and they could build their own stairway to heaven. That's what the Tower of Babel was all about. He didn't listen, and God smited them. God took the Towers of Babel down.
Well, yeah, he always warns. He's never, he doesn't just, go and destroy. That's what a lot of people don't understand. Like, he constantly gives us warnings and sends prophets and does whatever he can to try to rectify the situation without taking action, because he knows action he takes is not going to be,
And then here's the thing that I've been asking myself is, how much more is he going to take from us?
Not
before
much more at all.
Before he decides to lay down some law again. I mean, really.
Well, the proof that I have, you read all the stories
in the Bible about how he'll come down and lay it down, and it's just looking like you guys were saying, these things in the prophecies of the Bible are starting to come to fruition, and it's
yes,
kind of like, well, how much longer do we have before we get 40 days and 40 nights, and we got to build boats and stuff? I mean, what's next?
Well, I'm going to tell you what's next is basically 9/11 was a watershed, if you will, of a graphic reality to the people that were actually awake then. There was actually people awake in 9/11 that didn't believe the original stories or script out of the whole attack. And I'm going to go into an elaboration of our Towers of Babel was our pursuit of imperialism via the Twin Towers. So that was our Towers of Babel that had to come down. Now, to reinforce that statement and to bring a little bit more clarity to what I'm trying to describe to your listeners is, you had a senator and another congressman go on the floor after 9/11, and they repeated Psalms 9:10. He said, if you take down our buildings of brick, we will rebuild them with stone. If you take down our sycamore, we will plant a cedar, a birch, I believe. I may be misquoting. I don't have the verse in front of me right now. The point that I'm trying to make is they're smiting God on the Senate floor, saying that we're going to recover, we're going to be fine, and they're thumbing their nose back at God again. That's that right there should speak volumes to Christians that are God-fearing, because what they've done is decodified that they're going to keep moving in the same direction that they are, and they're not going to stop. If that building of brick came down, they're going to build it with stone. If that tree came down, they're going to replace it with a stronger one. And the tree that came down on, I believe it was, Monroe Street, near the Twin Tower, near Tower 2, an I-beam came off the building and split the tree in two, and it just happened to be a sycamore. Now, what he did with that sycamore is he unrooted it from its placement, he bronzed it, and planted it upside down, and to this day, it's still sitting on Monroe Street, upside down, bronzed. Now, that tells you that they're Luciferians. These people are godless. I yield the floor.
Wow,
you
that's really interesting. That's really interesting. I haven't heard that.
Well, I want you to Google search everything that I tell you tonight. I don't want you to believe a word that I'm saying. I want you to do your own research, make notes, and draw your own conclusions. I'm not the person to come for. I don't have all the answers. I have all the clues, but I don't have all the answers. And I never claim to know everything. I just know a little bit about a lot. But the point I'm trying to make is when I saw that senator repeat that Psalms 9:10, 9:11, just supposedly, whenever you say 9:11, you're actually in that you're calling on the devil. 9/11 is his name, because why do you think 9/11 is an emergency service? Because something evil's happened. Whenever you say 9/11, you're actually paying homage to the devil's work. That's why I don't like saying it a lot, but the reason, but 9/11 has a lot more significance than a lot of people think. It's actually,
well, I know
you're calling on
involved
evil.
Heard that before. They're big into the Luciferians are big into numbers.
You're calling on evil whenever you say that word. But anyway, getting back to the senator on the floor, I covered my mouth and I almost started to cry when I heard him saying, repeating that psalm, and I was almost mortified to the point that I was paralyzed, and I said, these people aren't going to stop. I mean, this is just the beginning. And there's a couple instances that happened in the Bush administration when they refused to pursue, or when they refused to investigate what happened on 9/11. But they blocked it as many times as they possibly could. They blocked it and blocked it and blocked it because they didn't want the truth to come out. Because if the truth came out, that is a matter of national security. Whenever I invoke the word national security, don't think of the American citizens being secured. You have to think of their security. Don't ever think that national security is for our best interest. And the way I could prove it is every unconstitutional piece of legislation that's ever gone through, and the last NSA leak. When you find that the security of the United States of America has been against the American citizens, it only leads you to draw the conclusion that it must be for them, and it's not our security that they're concerned about.
Okay. Hey, Joe, I pulled up that link you sent to my phone, and this is for the listeners. I'll provide the link in the promo for the show. DHS admits Boston training drill involved backpack explosive planned months before marathon. The Department of Homeland Security has gone public with an admission that an exercise was planned months before the Boston Marathon bombings that involved backpacks being used to detonate explosives by rogue terrorists. According to the DHS documents acquired by the Boston Globe, the agents were planning on conducting training exercises centered around a fictitious terrorist group called Free America Citizens, a group that would plant backpacks full of explosives around Boston that the detectives would be forced to track down. Ultimately, of course, this ended up happening at the Boston Marathon itself with precise accuracy. The Globe report reads that the city was hit with a real terrorist attack executed in a frightening, similar fashion. And the DHS isn't denying that the training exercise manifested itself at the Boston Marathon, as detailed in the back-end article of the Boston Globe that I discovered while browsing the news. The real thing happened before we were able to execute, a Boston police official told the Boston Globe in the report. The exercise, labeled as Operation Urban Shield, was funded by a $200,000 Homeland Security grant. It was planned months before the Boston Marathon, and it was scheduled to take place in official capacity this weekend, according to the sources. But the exercise admission lends further credence to the ignored eyewitness account of bomb-sniffing dogs and bomb squads running a training exercise during the morning of the Boston Marathon. Was this training exercise part of the Operation Urban Shield? I'm going to put this link on the promo, guys. This is really, really.
On your profile?
No, I'm going to put it on the promo that we have. I'm going to put the link right in there.
I know, but what That's promo? It. You went into hundreds
yes.
of groups.
I'm gonna put that link in our promo, the one that I shared about 238
times. Oh, I see. So it'll
times.
Just automatically update all of them. Okay.
Yeah. That way everyone
yeah.
can find it there.
Why? Let me ask you guys something, because this boggles my mind. Why do they do this all the time? There was a terrorist setup for 9/11 that was almost identical with planes running into the building, and people have come out saying that. Why do they have these mock setups of terrorism that are prophetic? They come out exactly the why do they tell on themselves?
I can tell you why, because it causes confusion. Operation Northwoods was basically to intercept a Soviet Union attack on sovereign United States soil. Now, the reason why they did this during a drill and very plainly stated, and I don't have to get into any, I've always been told, don't use 20 words if you only have to use 7. And this is really simple as this. It causes confusion. When you're doing a drill, you have airliners in the sky that are mock, not mock, real threat, not threat, acting out their part. So when you go to scramble NORAD, you don't even know who the hell to go after because there's 23 freaking airplanes in the sky when there's only 4 threats. And that's as simple as I could basically make it. And the easiest I could break it down for you is it causes confusion. You need confusion to be able to do the
camouflage.
Work. Exactly.
It's camouflage, so they can hide what they're really trying to pull. It just so happens that they're really trying to pull the same drills that they're claiming they're trying to run.
Now, well, the Department of Human Sacrifices actually changed up their script a little bit, and what they're doing is they're doing non-fatal drills now, say, like Sandy Hook. Nobody died in Sandy Hook. For example, the last Boston deal, we just proved it, and there's lots of YouTube videos that you could refer to showing that there's stage actors in place, showing that they're, that they've got their leg blown off or, they've been injured or whatever the case was, is that these people are all actors. They've been what do you call that when the leg is severed? No, not paraplegic. They've been amputees for years that are playing a role.
Right.
And he tricked everybody. Yeah. And he got a prosthetic on that's covered with blood.
Well, there's a great YouTube video for anyone that has any questions about the bullshit they pulled at Boston. It's called French Fries and Gravy. Check it out.
Yeah, I saw that.
That is an awesome video that lays it all out.
Oh, my God. It laid it all out. Yep.
Right.
It was actually stomach-turning. I couldn't even watch the whole damn thing.
I was searching for the truth. I've watched it probably 10 times.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, the point is they have no limits and nothing's beneath them.
It's sickening to me.
Yes, it is. It's gut-wrenching because what they're portraying in the media, we'll say Sandy Hook, for example, Adam Lanza is basically he's a fiction that they conjured up. And the reason why I know this is because there's helicopter video that's documented with a timestamp of 8:45 a.m., going over the school, the correct school of Sandy Hook, not the CNN school of Sandy Hook, because that was a whole different school. The correct school of Sandy Hook, and they're showing police cars, ambulance, and they're all staged in the back parking lot. They're all sitting there ready to go. Now, do you really think somebody's going to go into a school and go shoot the effing place up if there's 25 police cars and the ambulance is already on the scene and the whole nine yards? No, it's because when you go to the state of Connecticut's website, Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Emergency Services, you date it back to December 14th, and it shows that they were going to have, or they did have, an active shooter drill that, in response to this active shooter drill, it's a training session to aid and help children that have been caught in the crisis. It says it right on their website.
Yep. Certainly does. They were more than 20 minutes away from there. I've seen that helicopter footage. I've seen, you know, the helicopter footage of them supposedly chasing off a second guy down there that they never wanted to talk about.
That is correct, but they're all red herrings.
Which cheese is jealous?
They're all red herrings. They're all red herrings. It's just like 9/11. You know, 99% of the people out there don't even know what 9/11 was all about. 9/11 was about a gold heist. That's basically what 9/11 was all about. While you're watching all the buildings come down, and an airplane here and an airplane there, and Muhammad Atta here, and, you know, somebody's passport showing up on the ground floor where one of the buildings came down in pristine condition. Underground through building 4 and 5, Scotiabank, they were doing a gold heist. You ever see that movie Bruce Willis Die Hard with all the dump trucks?
Right.
That was the hint of what they did, because there's videos of dump trucks going through the New York City right after Tower 1 went down.
What they were really doing, I'm gonna take it one step further. The gold there was bullshit. What they were doing was getting rid of the evidence of the gold that didn't exist. The gold's been gone for years.
Yes, it has. I'll agree with that. Yeah, but you could double down on that. Yeah, definitely. I'll agree with that.
But the point is they caught
one of the trucks stuck in the tunnel between building 4 and 5 trying to get out. And it's full of gold in the back because the floor, the roof collapsed and it trapped the truck. It trapped the dump truck.
Yeah, I've investigated that rabbit hole too, where that was a big cover for a gold heist. There was more to it than that. Lucky Larry Silverstein, a month before 9/11, he takes out an insurance policy for a terrorist attack on the Twin Towers that he got into for $38 million. He got bare bones into the lease. And you know how many billions he walked away with?
Well, I'm going to tell you in a second. I'll tell you in a second, because he didn't get his settlement that he wanted. And I'm going to just back up what you're saying, and I'm going to go forwards really quick. It was the first ever insurance policy to be drawn on American soil to be double indemnity for a terrorist attack through AIG. And it's the first time that they've ever heard of it, and they drew up a special, what would you call it? They drew up a special insurance policy for it. I'll think of what it is. Right. But the point is when this thing went to court, he didn't get the settlement that he wanted. The point is he still walked away with about $7 billion when he wanted $16 billion. But those towers have been hollowed out for a long time. Those towers were hollowed out a long time ago.
Yeah, he was arguing that it was two attacks.
Exactly.
Two separate attacks, so he would get paid off double.
Exactly. But you see, if you have to look back into who Silverstein is, and once you see exactly who he represents, and we're not going to get into that topic tonight, and unless my very, very good friend Miggy is online, which I don't know if he is or not, but if he is, just hit one. But it all leads back to this imperialistic, capitalistic, soul-crushing, liberty-stealing regime that is, you know, mastercised itself in the United States of America now. But he's part of that problem.
I'm gonna say what it is. It's the Zionists.
Thank you.
Zions.
I didn't want to get into that
because Zions. APAC is all over 9/11 too. Believe me. Believe me, guys.
Oh, you're right. And when you're right, you're right. And you're always right.
Hey, have you seen the video?
I wouldn't say always.
Okay.
Just 99.9%
of the time. 95% of the time. I stand corrected.
All right, 95.2.
Almost always.
I would agree. 95% of the time you stand corrected.
I stand corrected. Almost. I'm gonna backtrack that and say almost always.
Okay, we're gonna
lies and slander.
we're going to agree to disagree. We're going to say 94.7.
Okay. Oh,
we're going to split hairs on the percentages.
Yes, we are. You have to. Unless you want to put it into a derivative market, and, you know, we could double down on that 100 times over. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, hey, it works for them. Why don't we do it?
Yeah, we can throw it into the 1.5 quadrillion
exactly.
derivatives market. We can play.
I want to leverage your correctness to 100%. How's that? But I only want to put down 10% of capital, though. I only want to, you know,
yeah.
you got to afford me that latitude right there. So.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, it's not even 10%. You can slide. You can. Some derivatives are playing with a tenth of a percent.
That is correct. Yep. And also, well, like the black pools and we call it the dark pool market or derivatives market. I mean, to be a banker, you basically have a license to steal. You know. And
well,
if
yes.
I lose. If you lose the bill, you get bailed out.
Where else can you put a reach in your pocket? I've got $1,000 to turn into $10 million. Why not?
Well, that would be the percentage that they're playing with. Yes, exactly. But if you lose, you're not out of pocket anything, and you get bailed out and covered. And I'm going to explain to you why you get bailed. Also, I'll explain to you why you get bailed out and covered. We could spend on that in a few minutes, but. Just to get back to your story about the dump trucks and the gold and the building 4 and 5 and the one truck that was that got caught in the tunnel,
Well,
hello?
What's happening?
Oh,
yeah, we're getting bad static. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, somebody's got.
We're
on
the air. Somebody's got a ton of static.
Yeah, somebody needs to chill with the background noise.
Who?
Ain't me.
Something.
It's gone now. Whoever it was, it's gone.
Well,
yeah,
you stepped on the show pretty hard. But anyway, just to expand real quick about your Building 4-5 heist that was going on underground, you know, that in my opinion, was one of the main focal points, not just the towers coming down. It's look at the squirrel. You know, look over there. Look over here. Look at that plane. It's a distraction to what was the real crime. Well, not just because he didn't get caught or penalized because he pulled 9/11, but what was the real crime of 9/11? You know, it was a heist. It was insurance companies. It was Buzzy Krongard running AB. I can't remember the banking company that he was running, but he was taking overseas put options on American Airlines and United.
That's the trifecta. You got Lucky Larry Silverstein playing the insurance policy out. Well,
and
actually, it's the superfecta. You got the gold underneath the building. You got all the gangster banksters playing the put options with the airlines. And last but not least is you've got the Unpatriot Act, which is already drawn up and ready to roll into play.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
But the most frightening aspect of this is the foreknowledge of 9/11 coming was actually bleeding into our acronym Alphabet Soup, and they were becoming active. Like, say, for example, our head director of the CIA placing put options on American Airlines and United for a put option contract. Don't you feel that that's inside? That's not just inside trading. That's treason, because he's
right.
supposed to be warning we the people that we're about to come under attack. And what's he doing? He's betting against America. Yield.
Well, there's nothing to yield. I mean, it's as plain as the nose on your face. I mean, right there is four things in play. Whether you believe the gold underneath was real or phony, which I believe it was phony, because the gold's been gone since the late 60s, hence Nixon taking us off the gold standard in 71.
Correct, but that wasn't a holding house. Fort Knox has been empty for a long time. As a matter of fact, the bars that Fort Knox hold are 22.2 pounds. They are considered non-investment grade bars. An investment grade bar is closer to 28 pounds, 27.6, I believe. And the point is the bars, there is gold in Fort Knox. It just doesn't belong to us, or it's non-investment grade. Because it's got tin, it's got it's mixed with so what's that other metal core that they're using? I can't remember.
Tin.
No.
Yeah.
The salted bars that started popping up all over the, especially in China. You know, we had to do a settlement with China, and we sent them gold plated tungsten bars, and
right.
China found out, and they were livid, because once they ran the bars numbers to their origination and their foundry code, he found out that these things have been sitting in the United States of America for quite a long time.
Right. Well, that's true, because the amount of gold that is actually in Fort Knox is about 1% of what they actually claim, because it's all gold-plated bullshit.
Yes. They're called salted bars. Gold-plated tungsten, basically. But the point is we do have gold in Fort Knox, and the Federal Reserve of New York was a holding house for investors, say, Germany, Scotia, I can't remember the other Canadian bank that was involved, but the point is they hold their gold as a form of investment that they just lean on their gold reserve to make their investments over domestically here. So that's the only reason why we were holding their gold. But they did find a dump truck full of gold. And, you know, I can't elaborate too much further into it, because I'm too close to that situation. But trust me when I tell you, there was gold bars in there. And you and I, private time, I could actually disclose exactly what I know about it. But I'm not going to air it out. So go ahead.
You're already putting enough out there, my friend. I don't want you to risk hide nor hair. I mean, I kind of want to get back to the NSA. Well, before we get back to NSA, I want you to talk a little bit about your familiarity with Agenda 21, and we're just going to say you had a relative that was involved with the CFR when they rolled it out in Brazil.
That I don't know. I don't know anything about that. But I can't expand on the CFR, and I can't expand on G20, and I can't expand on knowledge that I have of what Agenda 21 is focused on and encompasses. But I don't know anybody.
Okay. Okay, that's cool. I was mistaken.
No, it's okay.
But Agenda 21, we were talking about it and how this plays into the games that they're playing now, and kind of leads toward their end game, which I know you really don't want to get into the full fruition of the end game.
Right, right. I could start off with Agenda 21 was basically
It was agreed to by the United Nations well over 20 years ago, because I was given a book just from a friend. It's a book that they didn't really understand, and it, the cover had a diagonal slice across the front, and it was orange on one side, red on the other, and it said Agenda 21. Let me remember exactly what it said on the cover. It said said something to the effect of progress to, you know, progress. Basically, in a nutshell, it's progress for the new future, something to that effect. But anyway, when I read Agenda 21 for the first time, I kind of laughed it off, and I scoffed at it, because I thought it was kind of comical, because, you know, we have a constitution, we have a Bill of Rights, you know, we're a sovereign nation, and so on and so forth. And I just closed the book on the second or third chapter and said, well, that can never happen here. This must be some type of, you know, we're getting a lot of static on the phone.
Yeah, someone's on their computer typing or something.
Well, just, yeah, they got to lay off or put it on mute, one or the other. So anyway, I read what their agendas were all about, and basically it's returning man's work or man's progress back to nature, like all your skyscrapers being leveled and planting trees, for example, and having it a no trespassing by human zone. Agenda 21 also encompasses anyone who has your reptilian, the reptilian part of your brain still active, meaning you're aggressive, you're insertive, you will fight for your own survival. Anything that has to do with violence or dissension to any type of rules, do you want rid of those people? Do you want a compliant, non-positioned, no opinion type of citizenry that are total tree huggers, and do you want to level cities and build stack 'em and pack 'em apartments and have say 400 or 500 people living in one apartment, kind of like China? Do you want to turn it into China? That's the best way I could describe it. Do you want to fill that billet?
Well, Lisa put together an interesting overlay about the Agenda 21, where they want to populate the areas and the nuclear power plants that we have across the country.
Okay.
I'm open to hear that
because this is the first time I've heard of that. But the one thing that does bother me is we have a lot of distressed nuclear power plants in the United States of America that are actually going unchecked. Like, let's say, for example, the nuclear power plant in southern New York off of Long Island. I can't remember what the name of the power plant is off the top of my head, but actually that's going to be the first ever nuclear power plant to go without any type of regulation. It will be unregulated. It's going to go unchecked, and that's already in the works. Yeah, it's not going to be. It will not be beholden. It won't be beholden to NRC regulations. Indian Point.
Well, NRC regulations are a joke anyways, but that's another story altogether. That's a facade. That's a little sugar coating for all the people in the United States to think that the NRC is really overlooking these power plants and that they're safe and looking out for our best interests.
Don't care. I think it's just a blatant setup for some nuclear accident to happen. I mean, we'll put it unregulated, and then that way, when some bad happens there, we can say, see, we should have been regulating that.
I want you to share what you discovered, Lisa, about the power plants and the population centers called out for Agenda 21.
Okay, so, you know, I'm here in Colorado, and we all know this is like New World Order Central here, and all sorts of New World Order, you know, minions have bought land out here. There's underground tunnels that have been proven, and all sorts of stuff. And so I'm like, well, you know, I was just curious as to how many, like, nuclear facilities were in the area. I thought, you know, they're probably not going to have too much of that here due to the fact that this is their land, their property. This is where they're planning on, you know, holding up and everything. So I checked it out, and sure enough, everything had been cleared out for years here in Colorado, and even the surrounding states are pretty clear. But you start getting to the coastlines, and they're just really, really heavy. And I just thought, interesting. Isn't that where they want everyone to move for Agenda 21? Sure enough, I pull up the Agenda 21 map, and the overlay is incredible. It's just like where they want the people to go is exactly where the nuclear facilities are. So it's really interesting because it would be a quick kill, you know. If you move everyone there, if they have some sort of problem, you want to get rid of everyone, bam, fell swoop, done.
Yeah, exactly. I think we'll want everybody sick for Obamacare, too.
Well, yeah. I think that's their end game. It's a nuclear disaster here on American soil.
Oh, he cares about you. Come on. He's trying to spread me.
I'm a lowly smoker.
He wants to make sure that you're healthy, physically and mentally.
Well, you know, he loves America, can't you tell?
He does, and you know what? He's a true patriot. He's a true purveyor of constitutionalism. Rod, yeah, I hope you're picking up on my sarcasm, because I'm laying
it off. Sarcasmo.
Oh, any thicker, I'd need boots. We all love Obama, Mr. Kenya, Mr. Our President of the United States with no Social Security number.
Well, that's
he's got one. It's a dead guy that lived in his wife's family's house.
Well, that's where you're misguided, because he's not Kenyan, and he's not Kenyan, and he is not Muslim, and I can prove it very, very easily.
He's not American, that's for sure. I'm pretty sure
he's still a citizen of Singapore.
Nope, he's not a citizen of anything. He's a citizen of
He was probably created in a freaking lab tube.
Hey,
bingo.
Lisa, push.
And how did you know?
How do I know that? Because that would fit into their little elitist plan. That would be perfect. Then you'd have a soulless soldier.
I'm going to send
we're heading there. Push the X-Files button. Here we go.
Well,
I can't. I'm on the ads. I can't.
Can I send Austin a file? I'm going to send Austin a file real quick.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we go to commercial break? Everybody stick around. Let's pay our sponsors. And we'll pick up the X-Files theme when we come back from break.
Sounds great.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Hello, everyone. Proof here again. I want to let you know about our brand new sponsor, Silver Leaf Tea. Now, as you guys know that have listened to me for years, I am a tea aficionado. I have hundreds of different flavors and styles at my house, and Silver Leaf has exactly the kind of stuff that I look for. I love loose tea, great antioxidants. I just love the taste of it, and this Silver Leaf has black, they have green, they have white, they have organic. Great for hot tea and iced tea. Silver Leaf Tea, it's right on our website, freedomizerradio.com. And check it out and order it. Silver Leaf Tea.
We are so pleased to announce ESP Botanicals is now sponsoring Freedomizer Radio. They have a bath and body line of products made for keeping your skin beautiful and healthy. But it's also for psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, and dermatitis treatment. They are meticulously prepared skincare products made from the best botanicals available. Committed to buying only from the growers when they can and using the highest quality cold-pressed oils, botanical organic additives, the best steam-expressed essential oils, and the least processed carrier oils that are available in today's marketplace. Pamper yourself or someone special in your life. Give the gift of beautiful, glowing skin. ESPBotanicals.com. Thank you so much for supporting us at Freedomizer Radio.
Hello again, Freedomist. Proof is here, and I want to talk to you about a brand new soda maker called SodaStream. Now, the Proof House has had SodaStream for about a year, and we love the thing. We use it quite often. With SodaStream, you can have fresh-made soda in seconds. One of the big things we like about it is that there's no high-fructose corn syrup and no aspartame. There's over 60 flavors, or you can create your own. Not just sodas, they also have iced teas and energy drinks. Here at the Proof House, we make egg cream sodas all the time. Some other facts to consider here, there's no electricity, no more wasted bottles and cans, and the most important thing is that it tastes great. Keep in mind, too, this is a perfect family present for Christmas, or, hey, just surprise the family with something great. Also, for a limited time, there's free shipping, so go to FreedomizerRadio.com and look for the SodaStream link, and I hope you check out the product. That's SodaStream right on FreedomizerRadio.com.
Get ready for the epic new documentary adventure ride of your life. Shades, the motion picture. A view into the globalist domain. An Embellus and Burmese film.
Nothing in this world works the way you think it does. Nothing. Governments do not operate the way you think they do. Banks do not do what you think they do. The police department is not here for what you think it is. Nothing in your world works the way you think it does.
We never let them know the new world government has been identified, and they thought they just cloned the world economy to bring in a worldwide police state, but instead it's going to bring them down.
You have to stand up. Speak up. Speak out.
See the motion picture. Order your copy of the DVD today at SheTheMotionPicture.com.
Hey guys, Proof here. Guess what? I just got a cell phone. Hey, for everyone that knows me, I'm not a fan of cell phones, but I just signed up with a company called SolarVay. And SolarVay is offering a plan right now with unlimited phone, text, and web for only $49 a month. Plus, if you refer a friend or two, you get a discounted rate for everyone you refer, for as long as they have SolarVay, not just for the first month, but for the whole time that person has SolarVay. You sign up enough people, and SolarVay pays you every month. What other cell phone company is going to pay you for service? Anyway, go to SolarVay.com/Freedomizer. That's SolarVay, SolarVei.com/Freedomizer. Learn all about it. Plus, and another kicker, if you sign up three people under you, you'll get another month for free as well. Plus, they're going to pay you cash. Anyway, SolarVay.com/Freedomizer.
You are listening to Freedomizer Radio, where Freedomizers freedomize freedom.
Oh, yeah. Back here on Guerrilla Radio with my friend Joe Prince. The guy is a wealth of knowledge. I'm going to play this little snippet, clip it, because this is where we're going to be heading, talking about our friend Obama. That's one of my favorites. And that's thanks to my good friend AJ Renegade Smith for downloading a few of those little snippets for us. Let's proceed to the X-Files, Joe. Let's talk about our fearless leader, Obama.
Well, I just sent you the files, and I can't talk about it tonight.
Okay, fair enough.
All right. I sent you the files. Check your phone, and that's who he is. And the implications and collateral damage are just way too frightening to even talk about, and it puts me even in worse peril, actually. Because I did a request through the Russian government and the German government. I was actually inquiring about Angela Merkel, the head chancellor of Germany, and the files that I received that I actually had to translate from German and Russian were so devastating to the point that I erased the files. And I printed the files and I erased them from my devices because it threw me back on my heels so hard, and I couldn't even wrap my brain around what I was reading. So I've reviewed it, I've studied it, and the problem that I'm having right now is who knows that I have the files.
Right.
After that big leak that just came out, and that's what he's a product of, and I sent it to your phone.
Okay, fair enough. So I'm gonna let the sleeping dog lie. Maybe I'll cover it. I'll get into that on unraveling the matrix this Saturday.
Well, what I need you to do is I need you to do the follow up on the research that I've already laid the ground floor. I've done 90% of the research now. You know, I've requested the files. I've received the files. They're PDF. They're in. They're translated from Germans and they're translated from Russian, and it tells you exactly who he is, who she is, and what was going on back then. And I really would rather not talk about it.
Fair enough, my friend. I don't want to put you in any kind of peril. We want you sticking around a long time to fight the good fight.
Let's just say that he's an enigma wrapped in a mystery, and we'll leave it at that.
Oh,
yeah. Just like Justin Bieber.
And like Justin
he's not,
Bieber.
He's, well, I'll put it this way. He's not Kenyan. He's not Muslim. And he is the quintessential Manchurian candidate that has been groomed and fostered and educated from the powers that be, and that's who he is. He is a closer. Just read the records that I sent you, and you'll understand exactly what he stands for and what is what his end game is. It's not that he hates America. It's not that he hates Americans. He's just acting out his, I don't even know, neo-feudal type vision for a collective society falling under the UN flag. He wants us to be Russia. He wants us to be China. Just like when I first saw this man that came from nowhere out of Chicago. When I first saw this man, I was waiting for him, and I was expecting him to show himself on the world stage, and being portrayed as a leader and a champion of not just humanity, but a champion of human rights also, I guess you could say. And I became interested in this man so much that I actually joined his campaign because I needed to know who he was, just for my own morbid curiosity, to settle if I was right or wrong, to settle any doubts or questions that I had in my mind that this man was the chosen one, and that's the only word that I could use. And when I went to the campaign headquarters for the first time in Philadelphia, probably one of my second or third questions was, well, was he vetted by our vetting commission? Oh, yeah, you know what, you don't have to worry about this guy. And the reason why you don't have to worry about it is we didn't find anything in his background that would be objective or would disclude him from any type of a constitutional framework. And he's good. He's good to go. You know, he's this, he's that, the other thing, and don't worry about a thing. So I went to work on his campaign, and I was very reluctant at it. And, you know, I was doing the canvassing, handing out the flyers and this, that, the other thing. And we were met with a lot of resistance at first. because, you know, this man that came out of nowhere from Chicago, I knew for a fact in 2007 that he marched with the Black Panther Party in Selma, Georgia. I knew for a fact he did. And that's some of the dirt that Breitbart had on him was video of him marching with the Black Panther Party. And the Black Panther Party actually made him an honorary member. Okay, so I could tell on the onset, and then after he was talking to Joe the Plumber, well, you know, spread the wealth around. Okay, well, guess what? Russia spread the wealth around, and now everybody's equally broke. Okay, this is Karl Marx platform. This is their agenda as to if you want to subjugate or take over a nation, lend them money at interest. That was Karl Marx's, that was his philosophy.
Yeah,
but at any rate, you know, that was his, his way of thinking. But anyway, it's totally socialistic, neo-feudal, wondering why your neighbor's got a nicer toaster than you do. Just, you know, milk toast bland, featureless landscape of their vision of the future, totally under control, totally under thumb, and a not just a passive, but a society that is that you can rule easily. They don't want free thinkers. They don't want somebody to, you know, they don't want a citizenry to think that they have rights. Okay, they want you to know that you're under, that your throat is under a jackboot.
Well,
this is their vision. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm saying we've got 817 with their hand up. Let's go ahead and bring them in.
Who's that?
I don't know. We're gonna find out. Hey, 817.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right,
Hey, Joe. This is Chuck. How are you doing tonight, Butter?
Hey, Mr. Smith. How are you doing?
Well, first I want to ask these guys, why don't you guys have a chat room?
We do have a chat room.
Okay, it's not coming up. I don't know why I can't seem to get your chat room to come up. I didn't have this number.
www.freedomizerradio.com.
Yeah, I'm on that. I've got you.
You have to scroll down.
All right, let me try it again. Anyway, hey Joe, if you still have those files, apparently you do. I thought that you had destroyed them. Would you send them to me?
Yes, I will.
I definitely want them because.
Well, what I turn the files into is I turn the files into links, so the physical PDF is not in my in any of my devices. But I think it's too late because I've already been rifled through. I did a Android cleanup on my telephone, and every acronym of who's who is in there. So,
well,
they know I have it.
Yeah, well, we need to have a whole lot of people need to have it. We need to send that out to every oath keeper. Just blast it out. And you want, you know, the only way to keep yourself alive, if you think you got something hot, is to blast it out so many places it's not worth messing with you. It's already old news.
Right. Well, Austin has the links now, so.
Okay, well, I'm gonna send it to my whole email list.
I know, but the problem is it is so fantastic and it is so mind bending to get your brain around exactly what's been going on, it will be dismissed as absolutely kookery, tinfoil hat. You name the adjective that anybody wants to use,
okay.
But it was backed. But it's backed up. All this proof is
backed
up.
They've called me that all my life.
Join the club.
I'm just saying. You know, if you want to get it, you know, if you want to delve into the realm of the most insane thing that you think you've ever read in your life, those are the files to read that were translated from German and Russian from the late.
All I'm going to tell you, Joe, is I shared the 2045 initiative with you. If you go look at that and what they've raised $7.2 billion to do, that these guys want to put their brain in an avatar and live forever. And this is for real. If you could take a look at that, you can wrap your mind around anything. Nothing shocks me anymore.
But I'm just saying, I don't want to be condescending to your listeners, But if you're not on that level, if you're not up to speed of how I could show you a video, for example, how you want to separate your reptilian side of your mind from your analog side of your mind, your digital side. We call this evolution. We call this humanism. By reprogramming societies, reprogramming human beings, it's just the most outrageous. You know, even to this point, I've read the files. I've gone through all the information, all the data points, and I researched it on my own for about 10 hours. I've got 10 hours of research in that thing, okay? And I'm still having a hard time getting my head around it. If I didn't have those PDF files that were translated from Russian and German, I wouldn't have even pursued it. But I have to pursue it. Why? Because it lends credence. It has a factual basis to it, and there's actually somebody that's roaming this earth that comes from the same exact experiment. Are you...
Wow. Oh, shit. And thanks, Joe. I've got the hot potato now.
I've been saying that they've been looking for a leader, a world leader, for a long time. And we know that in the Bible that's called the Antichrist. And even back when Hitler was around, okay, they wanted him to be it. They don't have control of who the Antichrist is. They're just trying to prepare the way for it. In fact, I've heard from people that have gone to these meetings where the, you know, seances or whatever, there's somebody that channels the spirit that all these rich people listen to. And that same spirit is like, you know, no, it's not you. No, it's not you. It's not your time or whatever. And so they're just finding this, that side of the realm is finding out as it goes along too. They wanted Hitler. That's why Hitler was man of the year like 4 or 5 times on Time magazine, because our people were backing up Hitler here in America. We're backing up Hitler to be that. And somehow Hitler screwed up and they took him down.
Well, listen, can I elaborate and expand on Antichrist, please, if you don't mind?
Sure. Yes.
Antichrist has several, maybe 3 different definitions. Now, the Antichrist that Obama is that he is he rejects Jesus Christ, or he rejects our higher power, because and that's how you could label him an Antichrist, is he doesn't believe in Jesus Christ, okay? Because he doesn't believe in Jesus Christ. He believe in and I don't want to spill the beans. Austin has the files. I'm not going to spill the beans on it, but they do believe in a different God. They pray to a different God. And you want to know something?
Lucifer. Satan. Lucifer. They're Luciferians. I'll say it.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
They are submissive to Quetzalcoatl. They are submissive to Bohemian Grove, the owls,
the
all of their symbolism, they're putting it out there for people. And America, you know, and I don't want to get on a soapbox and I don't want to get PO'd tonight, but I'm going to tell you right now, Americans are dumbed down. They're stupid. And they better wake the F up, because they're putting it out there. They're showing it to you. For Christ's sakes, Anderson Cooper showed the goddamn picture of the owl on CNN, for crying out loud. Okay,
right.
This is what the child drew, you know, before he, you know, this child was slaughtered, and he shows a picture of the and if you go back to it's a stupid video, if you want to call it that, but if you go back to Heliophant, it's called I Pet Goat 2. If you review that video, guess who's sitting in the center of the floor? That she's the main attraction of this video. Guess who it is? Guess who it is? Guess who the little blonde-haired girl sitting in the middle of the floor is? Emily Parker. They're telling you 11 months in advance, and that's another one of the numbers that we love to use. 11 means a new beginning. He told us 11 months in advance that Newtown was about to happen, and I could prove it. Point positive, because she is sitting in the middle of the classroom with an apple in her lap. She rolls the apple to Obama's feet. The apple splits open, and the seeds intertwine with each other, and it produces a foreign flower, meaning Monsanto. Now, if you look on the floor where that apple stopped, it says C7. Now, if you research what C7 is, C7 is the first platform for the Colt AR-15. It's the Canadian version. That means that there is going to be a shooting with an AR-15 in a classroom. Okay? Now, if people can't pick this stuff up, I mean, I can't keep spoon-feeding people. You know, I'm trying to help people here. I have no vested interest in what I'm talking about. I don't want anybody to believe even a word that I'm saying. I want them to write it down and go search on their own and draw their own conclusions. The point is they told us that Sandy Hook was about to happen in that video, I Pet Goat 2. And people didn't pick up on it. People, you know, a lot of people, it's the return of Jesus Christ, okay? Jesus Christ is coming back, and he's going to destroy the minions that have subjugated humanity. They will, you know, and something about the Bible that does cause me some curiosity is this, is it says the meek shall inherit the earth, okay? Well, guess what? I'm the meek, and I'm God-fearing. I don't want to inherit the earth. I want to be translated the hell out of here. Let them keep the earth, and I yield.
Let these billionaires, these transhumanist scum, let these guys put their brains in their little avatars and have their little robot minions on a desolate earth for the rest of eternity. That can be their hell, for all I care. I'm waiting to be with my higher power, with God the Great Spirit. They can have this shit.
I want to be translated. I don't want to stay here. Yeah, all you have to do is you're not judged at St. Peter's Gate, okay? You are judged by your deeds on earth and how good you treat humanity and your neighbor, okay? That's why we have the Ten Commandments. It is a structure. It's a social structure for compliance. It's a social structure to stave off anarchy, okay? It has been rewritten. It has been misinterpreted, okay? It may be flawed, but it's a way better platform than what they're using now, okay? Now, my argument is this, is if you know that rapture is coming to be judged and to be saved by your Lord Jesus Christ, all you have to do is raise your hands into heaven and confess your love to him. That's it. You are saved. That's my bottom line. And I'm getting animated now because I'm very passionate about this.
I agree with you, Joe. I mean, I think this whole thing, you know, I'm a Christian. I studied the Bible and went into ministry before I got into all this. And, you know, I would have said years ago all these conspiracies were kooky and wacky and crazy and everything else. And now I actually see the world through new eyes, and I see the evil. I actually see it before me. I see the people who are evil. I see the plan that is evil. I couldn't see any of that before. So, you know, to me, I think it's a blessing.
Because you have to lift the scales, my child. Lift the scales from your eyes.
Right.
And when your scales are lifted, it's very ugly. Because the you know, something I'm going to just expand on just really quick, and I appreciate the latitude if you guys would afford it to me.
No problem, though.
I
mean, like I said, it's your show. We're just tagging along.
Well, it's this. Is if you do unto others as you would have done unto you, and if you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, I mean, we are a Christian-based society. That's what settled the United States of America. I am the great-grandson of two governors. I am the direct blood descendant of Patrick Henry, of give me liberty or give me death, okay? I am the direct descendant of William Bradford Prince, the only German on the Mayflower. If you're German in the northeast section of the United States of America, most likely I'm related to you. The point that I'm trying to make is this, is, we, you know, there was capitalists that came over here from England, okay? The Society of Cincinnati actually wanted to crown George Washington as king. George Washington put his middle finger up and said, you know what, not for nothing, but I'm going to go back to my farm. Okay. I came here to build a republic. I'd like to see, a sense of freedom in a country that is free of any type of religious persecution and a more open capitalistic society. But yes, a lot of them were tax dodgers. A lot of them were capitalists of a nefarious means. But the point is when they drew the Constitution of the United States of America and when they drew the Bill of Rights years and years later, they were under divine intervention. And our forefathers' phrases still resonate through to this day. That Thomas Jefferson, don't wait until the day until you wake up on private property that doesn't belong to your children, or Ben Franklin. These men were visionaries when he said, any man that relinquishes freedoms for security deserves neither and will lose both. Okay, these men were divinely guided, and they knew. They were almost like they had a glimpse of the future. And the reason why that they were so enlightened, well, Illuminati, the reason why they were so enlightened is because they just went through this shit in England. This is brand new in their mind. You know, now they're putting all the stops, the checks, and all the red flags in the workings. So we could recognize when a tyrannical or an oppressive government begins to put their throat on your their jackboot on your throat. These men were brilliant, and I could go on and on and on with reciting, you know, how many times that, you know, just like Ben Franklin when he was leaving, he warned everybody, beware of foreign entanglements, and what happens? You know, enter the UN, the Verona Treaty. The Treaty of Verona melted down our sovereignty. It destroyed our sovereignty. There's secret treaties that were signed behind our backs that as a citizenry, we didn't know that we were being sold down the river, especially in 1871 when we had our last one of our last bankruptcies. We were actually turned into a corporation. This is the corporate states of America. Don't get it twisted. Don't think that this is the United States of America. But anyway, just to expand on it a little bit more further, my bloodline, my lineage goes back to governors, lawyers, prosecuting attorneys, doctors. The first plantation that was ever in New York, who was that?
That was the Prince line.
That was in my Prince line. He had the first nursery. Yeah. In Flushing, New York. That's why you have Prince Street in Flushing, New York. That's after my family. The point is I'm well-reared, and I've been approached at the age of 18 by a general to enroll in West Point, become a member of the Masons, and to begin my life pursuit in undermining the United States of America, which I didn't know that was their... That was their agenda back then. You know, I wasn't interested in it. I didn't want to go to West Point. I didn't want anybody to tell me what to do. But, you know, when a general approaches you at 18 years old, you know, you better take attention and you better listen to what the man has to say. But I had a free pass through West Point if I wanted it, and I turned it all down. And the reason why is because I wasn't interested in pursuing that for my own life, even though... At that time, I didn't even know what it was all about. And you want to know why? I was having too much fun with the wine, women, and song, racing cars, and, if you look up my background, I'm not a good man. I'm not your angel. You know, I've caused enough dust-ups and trouble in my life, trust me. You know, I'm nobody to revere. But the point I'm trying to make is I've been given the intellect and I've been given the insight to understand and recognize what freedom and liberty is all about. And when you have relinquished your essential freedoms for temporary security, you have sold out. You're done. You're done as a human, and you're done as a spiritual growth, in your spiritual growth. You're finished. You're done.
Well,
and I yield
the floor. Well, yeah. If you sell out of your liberties for security, you'll have neither. That's
exactly.
For sure.
They will steal
exactly.
them both. Because these people won't stop until you stop them.
All right, we're going to bring in 336. Had, 336 has had their hand up. Let's bring in 336. You're with us. 336.
You're on. I just want to tell you something, man. I've been kicking ass all week, man. I knocked down in Monsanto website. I told you about it on Facebook. I knocked them out for a day, 24 hours. The website was destroyed, knocked off the web. Ain't that impressive?
Hi, Brandon.
Hi, Olivia, Lisa. Man, I heard about
how
the
are
NSA
you?
Doing. I heard about NSA, what they're doing, getting on my phone records, hijacking the phone lines, forcing the phone companies to give out their phone numbers to the NSA on the fake terrorist, trying to get internet data off of internet users' companies, stealing all the data. Oh, man, we're under high spy surveillance, boys.
Oh, yeah.
And Hey, you know what? The reason why they haven't got me, because I outsmarted those mother truckers.
Ah!
They haven't got me yet. Isn't that good?
That's
man, I
got
all kinds of shit on.
I've
been sending websites. I've been sending out viruses to Illuminati websites. I sent viruses to the Monsanto websites. Isn't that impressive, boy?
All right, I'm gonna put you back on hold. Thanks for sharing.
Well, I love when you talk to dudes. Get your mad ass in this pool with me.
And,
boy, you gotta love Brandon, I'll tell ya.
Boy, you just fired up, man. I'll tell you what.
Oh he's out there. He's out there fighting the battle on his front, that's for sure. I appreciate what you do, Brandon.
Yeah, definitely.
Can I come back in here?
Noise. Who's got the background noise?
I don't know. Who has the background noise?
I'm muted.
Am I even on the line?
Yeah,
we've got myself, Austin, Joe Prince, Chuck, Lee Pier, Ken Ball.
Oh, I might have been too close to my air conditioner. I'm in Florida, you know.
Hey, Joe.
Oh.
Hey, Joe, can I step in here a minute?
Absolutely.
Joe.
This is Chuck.
This is Chuck.
Hey, how you doing, Chuck?
Yeah, Joe and I have known each other for quite a while. He's been on my show a few times. He's my matter of fact, he's one of my researcher. You know, he's my deep digger. Finds all kinds of interesting things. Joe, what do you think we ought to do about it? I mean, really, when we look at this stuff, we can talk for hours and hours and hours. And you know me, Joe. I mean, this is where I always take folks. We can talk about what they're doing to us. Now, being situationally aware is real important. But I think, folks, we need to bring it down to where people who are listening,
okay.
What to do. And by the way, I figured out, I think, why I can't get the chat room for Freedomizer because of the security on my computer. There's a lot of cross-script stuff going on, and my computer won't allow it. I'm not going to take the cross-script off it. Now I know why Freedomizer never has a chat room. My security.
Just to give you a segue on Chuck Smithfix. He's got a wonderful channel at smithfix.com, and you can find him on YouTube. He is one of my family's biggest heroes because he is on the front lines, and he has got his you know what's on the chopping block, and he puts it all out there for everybody to understand in a very organic manner.
He may be a little rough around the edges, but, you know, Tammy will keep him a little bit in check once in a while. but I guess the point I'm trying to make is, you know, to, you know, respond to your question, what to do with this point, is resistance is pretty much the call of the day, because we have the Patriots pigeonholed to the point that it's actually even illegal to protest at this point. It's a felony, because we passed a bill that has to do with it becomes a felony. I don't know if it's class 4 or class 3 felony if you're found on federal grounds protesting or in the presence of if you're found in the presence of
individuals that are protected by the Secret Service.
That's HR
3. Oh, well, hey, did you see today that the Supreme Court has said you can't protest on the Supreme Court property now?
No, I didn't.
That was brand new today. The Supreme Court just said you can't protest in front of our building.
No kidding.
I think everybody needs to wake up and see that, you know, the fact of the matter is that they become a tyrannical government. When they tell you you can't protest against them, that's when you know. I mean,
First Amendment.
I don't know why we're not by the millions protesting everywhere they tell us that we can't.
Because everybody's under shock and awe. Everybody is still under, you know, they pigeonholed the Patriots and anybody, any type of uprising, they've actually run a psyop on you through your computer, through your media, through these executive orders that have been being passed and these crazy laws that they've been putting into effect. What it does is it doesn't galvanize the Patriot community. What it does is it lends a chilling effect to the Patriot community, to the point that they sit back on their couch and say, you know what, I got to wait until these son of a bitch, excuse my language, put a boot to my door, because I'm going to defend the temple of God. You know, that's what we're relinquishing. That's what we're left with is protecting your family and your own person, because if you show any type of public
cowardice.
Yeah, public uprise, you know, they say that they're going to arrest you. You go to the street with weapons to take back a government that you think is yours. It's not yours. This thing has been dissolved since 1871. It's over. This has been over. The only thing you have to fight for right now is your civil liberties and your freedom. They already have the new Constitution drawn. They already have a new Constitution for the United States of America that's just waiting in the wings to go public right now.
I do not consent to that Constitution. I only recognize the federal Constitution that was written by our forefathers. Any new type of Constitution brought onto the United States, I do not consent to. I can put that out there right now.
It should be unabridged.
I think we need to have more recognition of the Constitution and bring that up to people and make them understand, just remember how important this document is. We need to enforce
it. It's the default law of the land, period. End of story. You can rewrite on top of it all you want, but here's the problem. And here within lies the problem is this. If they believe it, it doesn't matter what the hell you think. If they ignore it, then it doesn't exist, okay? Our Constitution is alive and well. It's just shelved, and it's being ignored.
Right.
Are you?
All right. Well, what I'm going to do is hold that thought. Stick around, Joe, Chuck, Lee, Ken, Brandon. I want you guys all to stick around. I got to run one more set of ads. We got to pay our sponsors, and we'll be right back, guys.
This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. Warriors, you are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Read about it in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. Available now at newsstands everywhere. The Sovereign is a monthly 24-page tabloid newspaper featuring incendiary content, about life during wartime in the age of Obama. Warriors, keep to date every month. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance, available at newsstands everywhere. This alert is for all you boppers out there in the big city, all you street people with an ear for the action. This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. This is Mercy. Mine will be the last voice you'll ever hear. Don't be alarmed.
Want to spread awareness to your neighbors, family, and friends about what is going on in our country today? It may be things you already know, like the large number of FEMA camps spread around this country to lock up citizens like you and me. What legislators are doing to strip states and people of their sovereign rights. Or legislation giving states the power to force vaccinate under a declared state of emergency. Do your neighbors understand what is going on? William Lewis Films offers the perfect tools to inform our population about this government's tyrannical shift from a constitutional republic to a despotic democracy. Films like 911 Ripple Effect, Beyond Treason, One Nation Under Siege, Washington You're Fired, Camp FEMA, Enemy of the State, Don't Tread on Me, Blood of Patriots, The Ron Paul Uprising, even 911 in Plain Sight, William's first production, are all available at williamlewisfilms.com. Get your DVDs today at williamlewisfilms.com. Educate against the police state.
Hello again, Freedomist. Proof is here, and I want to talk to you about a brand new soda maker called SodaStream. Now, the Proof House has had SodaStream for about a year, and we love the thing. We use it quite often. With SodaStream, you can have fresh-made soda in seconds. One of the big things we like about it is that there's no high-fructose corn syrup and no aspartame. There's over 60 flavors, or you can create your own. Not just sodas, they also have iced teas and energy drinks. Here at the Proof House, we make egg cream sodas all the time. Some other facts to consider here, there's no electricity, no more wasted bottles and cans, and the most important thing is that it tastes great. Keep in mind, too, this is a perfect family present for Christmas, or, hey, just surprise the family with something great. Also, for a limited time, there's free shipping, so go to freedomizerradio.com and look for the SodaStream link, and I hope you check out the product. That's SodaStream right on freedomizerradio.com.
We are so pleased to announce ESP Botanicals is now sponsoring Freedomizer Radio. They have a bath and body line of products made for keeping your skin beautiful and healthy, but it's also for psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, and dermatitis treatment. They are meticulously prepared skincare products made from the best botanicals available. Committed to buying only from the growers when they can and using the highest quality cold-pressed oils, botanical organic additives, the best steam-expressed essential oils, and the least processed carrier oils that are available in today's marketplace. Pamper yourself or someone special in your life. Give the gift of beautiful, glowing skin. ESPBotanicals.com. Thank you so much for support.
Hey, Freedomist, join me, Proof Negative. Weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together. Right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Lindsey Williams on Freedomizer Radio.
Proof Negative, I love the title that you use on your radio. I've thought about it ever since we talked on off of the air the other day, and I'd say that that's an excellent title for a talk show host.
All right, everybody, we're back here on Guerrilla Radio with my good friend and special guest, Joe Prince. We're joined by Chuck, Lee Pierre the Mouth. We got Ken Ball on the line. And I want to go back to what Chuck was bringing up before we headed to the break. What can we do to fight this tyranny? What can we do to fight back? What can we do as a solution to these situations?
I think wake up our fellow man. This is really what it's about. Our fellow citizens have been dumbed down and doped down so much over the last, you know, how many decades. We need to remind them, wake them up. It's our moral responsibility to, once you find tyranny, to expose it and show it to the rest of your neighbors, to show it to your friends, your family, everything else. Get it out there. And yeah, they're going to do what they've done to me all my life. You're an idiot. You're wearing a tinfoil hat. You and your conspiracy theories should just go, you know, 9 times out of 10, the people that say you're talking about conspiracy theories don't even know what the definition of conspiracy means.
Exactly. Your thoughts, Chuck?
Well, first off, we have to be very careful about not doing the Liberty download on people. You can't give a kindergarten a master's degree education, stuff that's taken us, it's taken me, 10, 12 years to finally realize just how far it goes. The average American, you've got to start them with something they can understand, like NDAA. You can show them that. It's in your face, the gun control issues. You get them started there. Then you have to work into it. You have to talk to them. Me, I'm a prepper. I'm a major prepper. I've been for a long time. And it's kind of hard for people to not take you seriously whenever you start. It's kind of like spreading the word of Christianity. You keep planting the seeds. And then one of these days they'll hear something that catalysts a little bit. And then they'll start talking to you. It's like, wait a minute. Man, you know, Chuck said that. And then they start talking to you. And then they're more open. You can't, the worst thing you can do is say the word Illuminati or even the Bilderbergers. Even though now it's, finally out there big time, you can't even go that far with them. You have to keep it very close to home. Show them the price of food. Explain to them the inflation rate being adjusted improperly. Show them something they can actually see and understand. Now, we're so short a time, and this is so unfortunate, that now I don't think we have a lot of time. Most people, when they call me, will say, well, what do I do? How do I start? I'll say, well, first, store water, number one, and then food. As fast as you can, right now. Pack up. Get ready. Now, me, I plan on feeding half my neighborhood. I don't want them going to the library. They go up there to the library to get food. They're going to be separated and going to FEMA camps. We need your skills in Idaho, sir. And we'll take care of your wife and children. What do you mean you're leaving, sir? And they stick a gun in your face. I want my neighbors to stay here and protect my property. If they don't protect me, and I get wiped out, they're all going to starve. But I've been storing for a long time.
Well, Chuck, basically, you're going with this premise right here.
Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a
delightful
way.
No.
What's your language, blood? We're on the air.
You're gonna have to excuse my language here, but you definitely got me fucked up with somebody who's a nice man. Because I ain't.
Wait! We can't do the F bombs here, man. We're not late night. Wait a
second.
Hold on.
Hey, bud, we're on the air.
The bottom line is, I am not a nice man, and I don't talk nice to people. I'm real straight with folks, and I tell them if you want to go ahead and die, do.
I was making a joke of it. Basically, is you're saying you got to spoon feed them little at a time, little sweetness before you drop the bomb. Basically, drop the bomb on people. I understand where you're coming from. You don't want to overwhelm people.
Right.
I've done that on my show before. I've done that. I've had someone in interesting. I send them a couple links, send them down a couple rabbit holes, and I never hear from them again. I guess they get buried down there.
They get lost.
Hey, guys. I stepped away for a few minutes, so I apologize. I missed out on about 5 minutes there, but my roommate just pulled me aside and told me she was taking one of my dogs for a walk and ended up talking to my neighbor a couple doors down, and he started asking questions about my bumper stickers and seeing me on television fighting the mortgage fraud and all this other stuff. and it opened the door, and they started talking about conspiracy theories, and he actually got really intrigued. They talked for like an hour, and he's going into his house right now to go watch Obama Deception and Loose Change and Endgame.
There you go.
Here we go. Set another one down the rabbit hole. Hope they make it back.
I thought that was pretty cool.
Well, normally rule number one is you don't answer anybody's questions because they're trying to seize your knowledge. You don't answer anybody's questions usually.
Oh, I answer everything, Joe. You know me. I go to the city council and throw it in their face.
I get offended when people ask me questions.
Well, I want them to ask me questions, Joe. I want them to go ask me.
Well, you one-on-one, that's different because you're a trusted source. To anybody off the street that I don't know, I don't answer their questions. I'll send them around Robert Hood's barn first, you know.
Oh, try this. Walk into Home Depot. I'm a remodeler. Walk into Home Depot and you see three or four guys standing there. You walk up and say, "How about that Obama?" That's a great opening. You print up some cards, you know, with a few things. It got a few links on them. I've got a quote business card, if you will, for Smithfix that I hand to people, and it's got, you know, it's got the YouTube channel, it's got all this stuff on it, and a few nice visuals, and I just hand it to people. You know, we begin to talking, and I say, "Well, if you don't believe me," and it's got my cell phone number on it, which I give out all the time on air. I say, "Heck, if you want to know more, if you want to know the truth, if you don't, or Z pile, take your choice."
Hey, Chuck, go ahead and promote your YouTube channel and what you do. Go ahead. I'm gonna let you have a plug here, my friend.
Oh, I don't need to. I haven't done any shows recently because I needed to take a break. I got a real bad case of the burnout, so I wanted to spend some time in the garden, and I got some quail in. But it's Smith Fix, SmithFix. My name is Smith, and I fix things from houses to tyrannical government. If they come on my property, I'll fix that too. And so it's Smith Fix. I mean, I've got a blog talk show, and I've got a YouTube channel. And as a matter of fact, the last I made, I was naked in my garden.
We got someone for Chuck, don't we?
When you're 55, I've got a gorgeous lady. Thank you very much. But when you're 55 and scrawny like I am, they used to call it rangy back in the day to be nice. It's called skinny and you know, just wiry. But I had to put up a privacy fence because everybody's offended by me having a garden and chickens and all the stuff I'm always doing. So I had to spend a lot of money and put up a privacy fence. I'm sitting on the back porch the other night after this big fight about all of our information being given out to everybody in the world, and I realized, hell, we don't have any privacy, and I looked at that fence and went, oh, I do. I have the expectation of privacy. I just stripped down, and I made a YouTube wearing my boots and my hat. Walked around talking about the garden.
Well, you got privacy until that Google satellite flies overhead.
Oh, that's okay. And I was hearing some retching out in the distance somewhere, so I think they might have been watching the drone. Hell, I wasn't even wearing my teeth. I've gotten to where I don't even wear my teeth when I make YouTubes anymore. I give so little crap about what people think. But, you know, we've got to just be ourselves and stand up and say, look, just say no. Just say no. Don't bring a gun on my property to tell me what I can do. I'm done with that.
That's my good friend Michael Badnarik's favorite quote. He's been on my show a couple times. I love the guy to death. Just say no.
It's absolutely. And the best, my personal favorite quote from myself is, revolutions are very often started by martyrs. And that's why I want Joe, when, you know, Joe brings out some pretty interesting things. He sent me one time that made me download it onto a zip drive and run over to a neighbor's house and give it to them, freak them out. I said, "Here, hold this for me." And it was about an hour before my show, and I said, "Hold this. I have no idea what's in it, but hold on to this." And that guy's wife freaked out because they know what I do, and they were absolutely freaked. They were sure Homeland Security was going to kick their door in.
just scared them all to hell. But I wanted it off site. I said, if something happens to me, there it is. And it turned out to be, what was that, Joe? That was the planning for Sandy Hook. It was virtually identical to Sandy Hook. Homeland Security gun drill for Sandy Hook. The operations
manual.
Yes,
it was. It was the operations manual of how to run a school drill and how to control the media, how to get your crisis actors on set, off set, and gag order them. God, I yield.
It's spooky. I mean, when you read the you're reading the past on the news and reading the prior past from DHS. Oh, you gotta love it.
Yep. It's all their white pages, but you have to have certain search terms to find these white papers. You can't just do DHS white paper on an active shooting drill. You're not going to find it. Okay. I've been given all the key trigger words to find all these things, and I can't remember the trigger word to find that PDF, but it was something like soupy sales. And it comes
I've got
up
it.
The,
somebody,
yeah.
if somebody wants to touch base with me, and I'll, you know, I've got a hard drive that I keep off site with a lot of stuff, and I download occasionally stuff off my computer, and I keep it off site. When I started this campaign, it was a long time whenever my city messed with me on my chickens, and I had quit the fight. And since then, I'm just standing up with a target on my chest saying, come on, I'm 55, what have I got to lose? It hurts when I get up in the morning.
It's the same thing with me. They know where I'm at. I've had Letterbox, I believe it was FBI, calling me about talking about who I associate with. I'm not going to stand down. I'm not going to cower in a corner. I'm not scared of you guys. You know where I'm at. I don't hide anything. I don't break any laws. I'm all above board. I'm not hiding anything. And I'm at the point, I don't do this for me. I do this for my grandbabies. I want a world for them. It's all about them.
Yep.
You know,
I want to give a quick shout-out to my friends at Anonymous. They actually shut down the DHS website. Did you guys hear about that?
Good
yeah.
Yeah.
Shut down the main website. They use their own tool against them. They used all their little buzzwords and they scripted a file with all their buzzwords over and over and over again and sent it from thousands of sites and shut them down.
I sent that out in a blast email to mine and said, hey, everybody jump in on this. And we ought to keep doing it, by the way. Just keep them tied up. There's no way that they can analyze this information. There's just no way that they can analyze that much information. You know, so
well,
what are they going to
do,
come and charge us with obstruction of justice? Good luck with that.
Obstruction of injustice.
Oh, I'm sorry. It wasn't DHS. It was NSA. I stand corrected. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's NSA.
NSA.
I got to go in here and grab a beer. I'm going to mute my mic while I walk in here because there's background noise. I'll be back in a minute.
I told you you guys are going to love that guy.
I've seen his videos before. I've seen him on YouTube before. I love him to death. It's all good. We're all patriots fighting the good fight. I'm gonna pose a question to you, Joe. What can we do to really stop this tyranny? What can we do?
Well, here's the problem.
What would be your solution?
Well, let me lay out the problems, and then I'll try to bring it to a closure of a solution. The problems that we're facing right now is, like I mentioned before, the felony act of protesting, okay? This is the stuff that we're looking down the business end of the barrel of civil rights being stolen that Martin Luther King actually championed. I'm a fan of Martin Luther King, by the way. I hope you guys don't hold it against me, but he was a champion.
I don't hold it against you. I love Martin Luther King and I love Malcolm X, too.
You know, the ironic part about Martin Luther King is you had Reverend Jesse Jackson and Reverend Al Sharpton. Guess who they used to work for? The FBI. Yep. He used to work for the FBI, and their informants on this dangerous man named Martin Luther King of a 5'5" stature. They were definitely afraid of him because he was exposing way too many truths. But anyway, let's get back to the subject real quick. To be, you know, solutions and the problems that we're facing right now, the problems that we're facing is indefinite internment, the Patriot Act, MIAC report that your federal government has actually waged a war. That is a declaration of war against the American people that are Christian and believe in the forefathers' parchments. They have declared war on you. So, I mean, we have, you know, everything is stacked against us at this moment, but what does prevail in the end is truth. Truth and the human spirit was never designed to be caged. It was never designed to be regulated to the point that you're almost on par with an animal. And these type of human unalienable rights that we have as free citizens, they will prevail in the end. So, like this one guy that hatched this harebrained idea. Okay, he, you know, I don't want to mention any names, and I'm not going to trash him, but you know who I'm going to be talking about in a second. He wanted an armed rally, an armed march on Washington, D.C., okay?
Adam Kokesh, we did a show on that.
Don't be sorry. You can apologize, but never be sorry. The commentary I have about this gentleman that decided he wanted to have an armed rally on Washington, D.C., is the stupidest, most harebrained idea because he did not allow his listeners or Alex Jones, okay, who is a purveyor of fear, okay, I don't believe in Alex Jones, he did not tell his viewers that you are stepping onto foreign soil.
That's right.
As well walk across the border of Mexico with guns and protest Fast and Furious. It's the same thing. You're stepping onto foreign soil. The corporation is in the District of Columbia. It is not a part of the United States of America.
Right.
Uh-huh. It is foreign territory. And guess what?
Yes, we know all that. Yeah.
The DHS agents and the federal arms that are not sworn in to be constitutionally upholding, like DHS is, they don't swear in, will mow you down with extreme prejudice. And what did that do?
Did you look at the tactical situation there? They were going to be funneled into an absolute kill zone.
You know why? Because they're crossing a bridge.
Absolutely.
That bridge is going to get blown by RDX right when they have enough people that have crossed it. Once enough people have crossed that bridge, they're going to blow it, and then they're going
to
mow them down.
Wow. They wouldn't have done that.
That will not be televised.
They wouldn't have blown the bridge. They didn't have to. I mean, just tactically, whenever you look at it, it was like Thermopylae funneled into a very small area, as you say, coming in into another country. And
yes,
one guy with a cap gun, and there we go. And Alan Kokesh's dad would suddenly, his felony, his federal charges would have just disappeared.
Yes, he is, and I don't want to use the harsh judgment on this guy because, I don't want to be judged either, okay? But this man was leading sheep to a slaughter.
Right.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm just gonna put it this way. I believe Adam Kokesh is PSYOPs COINTEL, and as you said, he wanted to lead the sheep to the slaughter. And they wanted to pull out another false flag. That's how
yes,
with
it is.
You. I agree.
And guess what? That next minute, guess what's gonna happen? Boots to door on every gun on earth in the United States of America. Why?
because now we forfeited our right to our Constitution. And it's in our Constitution that we are allowed to forfeit our right to that parchment. And what have you done? You have crossed into a sovereign country. You have crossed into England. You have basically crossed into England armed. Oh, if we're met with resistance, we're going to peacefully turn around? Bullshit. Excuse my language. Well, they're going to put bullets in your back.
Right. What do you think is going to happen when you step into a sovereign, separate country entity that is the military-industrial complex? What the hell you think is going to happen?
What does it say on their license plates? Taxation without representation. Okay? Why? Because they are subject to British rule. They are part. You may as well invade England. It's the same damn thing.
Now, let me opine this just a little bit, though, because I think we need. I am hoping that this kicks off fairly quickly, because it's not going to be any easier to fight them later than now. We need. They're going to do it one of these days. They're going to come after us. The longer that they have time to continue the cage, the better. Now, Kokesh, I'm with you guys. I think he's not controlled opposition. He is opposition. But on the other hand, if they had tried to use that to come down here to Texas where I am and say because those people up there in Washington, D.C. tried to cross a bridge and got their asses wiped out, we want your weapons, well, you know, so frankly, if – whatever the event is that they create when they're ready to. This is the worst part of all this. We're always on the back foot, as a fighter says. You can't throw a hard punch if you're on your back foot. You have to be, you know, leaning forward. We're always reacting. And we'll never be in any other position. We'll never get ahead of the curve because this has been planned for so long.
And you want to know why? I'm going to explain it to you real quick. First of all, problem, problem, reaction, solution, okay? Now, what happened on the congressional floor, on the Congress floor about 3 weeks ago, has basically privatized our military forces, and I posted that on Oath Keepers back in 2010, that our armed military forces will become privatized at one point. And I was almost laughed off the forum. I mean, because he said, you know, we're a sovereign nation. You know, that's impossible. The point that I'm trying to make is this, is now that our military forces are privatized, posse comitatus is all the way out the window. That's gone. Okay?
Right.
And they can turn American forces on American citizens. Now, the oath that they swore to the, you know, what they were thinking was the organic constitution, they actually swore an oath to the corporate states of America to defend the corporate states and its interests. So anyway, I'm getting off the track.
I want to point out to the listeners and the host of the show, Joe has been banned from Oath Keepers. I did try and dig this out, and I think you were banned one less time than I've been, Joe.
I was banned 9 times.
I think it's one less time for you than me. I think I got you beat. They finally gave us both a boot.
Well, the point is, I hold no ill will to Oath Keepers. The problem is a sheet pen. You know, it's a data collection area. That's all that is. I love Stuart Rhodes. He's a wonderful person. I have a lot of friends that are still in communication with me because they want to know, they want to be kept up to speed. And they don't go to Oath Keepers. They come to me. Okay? Now, I was banned because I said Zionism. I was banned because I said our Constitution doesn't stand in du jour. Because, you know, our organic Constitution is not in effect. And I've been banned over using those phrases. Why? Now, you tell me. The explanation is, it's self-fulfilling. You can figure it out for yourself. The problem that we have right now is we have a government that wants to make war as a new economic basis. That's really what it comes down to. From Boston to the Fatah, is what was stated in front of Congress, relieving them of all their extra fiduciary responsibilities and war say-so. And you know what? Lindsey Graham couldn't have been happier. He was, from Boston to the Fatah. That means sovereign soil of the United States of America, anywhere that they deem the enemy is there, they go. Without congressional checks, without a budget, without anything. So this stands to this stands to question now. Who's funding them? The UN? NATO?
Can I put a plug in here for somebody who is doing some real, out there work on this right now? John Stadtmiller from Republic Broadcast Network. I was talking to him on the phone, personal phone call the other day, and I said, I'm really trying to get my head wrapped around this Zionism thing because I've got a problem with a particular chief of police that I was very instrumental in getting a show on RBN, and he stopped because he said, you're trying to make me an anti-Jew on an anti-Jew channel. John Stadtmiller has started a talk today, no callers, and he's reading from 1988, I believe, written by a Jew about Zionism. And it is powerful. It is powerful.
Well, Zionism.
I'm going to try and take the time to make that a YouTube. I'm going to try and take his monologues and try and make a YouTube out of it. And it's going to probably take me a week or 2 weeks. But it's very, very good.
What's going on is Zionism and is a whole separate entity from Judaism, from Jewish, or from Arabs and Muslims. It's not a religion. Zionists have wound it to make it look like a religion because they control 96% of the mainstream media. What's going on is it's a political movement.
Absolutely.
It has nothing to do with religion. Nothing to do with God.
And they hide behind the race and the religion while they're the political activity, okay,
exactly.
that is purely socialist and Marxist. And the ties back to Marx, it's amazing what Zionism is so evil, and it hides behind the you're anti-Semitic if you don't like what we're doing to people.
Hold on a second. I bring this up to all the Zionists that are anti-Arab or Muslim. Semitic people is 90% of the Middle East, just for their information.
Absolutely.
Those Iranians and those Palestinians and those Iraqis that you're rallying against, they're as Semitic as you are.
Hey, call me a Palestinian. Just call him. Put me in the Palestinian camp because I am very familiar with Israel, with what Israel is doing to the Palestinians. And after so many years of thinking that they were dirty terrorists, bad people, because I was a Republican and all that, and Tea Party organizer, and Glenn Beck's 9/12 organizer, I was one of the progenitors of all of that crap, and then I watched it be betrayed, and that's what really woke me up. When I watched those movements be betrayed, and that's when I really woke up, and that's when I became Smith Fixon, not a nice man.
Right. Well, my wake up call was the day of 9/11. I mean, I had inklings that things didn't work right, but that was my epiphany, my awakening, is watching those towers fall into their footprint. But what's going on in the Middle East? A lot of people, a lot of these so-called Zionist Christians, if there is such a thing, but I guess there is. These people, you're not rallying with Israel. You're rallying with Zionists who have an agenda. You're not rallying with Israel as the promised land. You're rallying with Zionists. They have an agenda. They want to divide and conquer us. They control. They control through their power is through the media. They are tied in with these Rothschilds, and they, and even like Joe and I were talking about Joe Biden. The guy claims to be a Zionist. He's not Jewish. A lot of these Zionists are not Jewish. It's an ideology. It has nothing to do with faith in God.
Let me throw a rock out here that might get a few people calling in to be mad at me. How about Alex Jones? He says support Israel to the – he's all about we've got to protect Israel. He just said that a couple of weeks ago. My phone lit up when he said that.
Well,
because
Alex
I've always said, yeah, he does good work. You know, he does good work. He does good work. But when that's really the kernel of the problem, and when someone says that we have to back Israel, 100%?
Nope. I'll stand with the people. I'll stand with the Jewish people, but I will not stand with the nation of Israel, period.
Jewish people are suffering. Israel ain't never done nothing for me, so why the hell should they have any of my support?
Well, look at what's happening to the people in Israel.
Alex Jones is an employee of Stafford.
Alex Jones actually came out recently on a talk show and said, yeah, you should see these family reunions at my house. I mean, I listened to it. And he said everyone there is a CIA or ex-CIA. So, everyone's been trying to figure out the dirt on him and the ties to CIA, and he just came right out on a talk show and admitted it.
Alex
Jones is in the Jesuits' pockets too. You can go YouTube it. You bring up anything about the Jesuits, and Alex Jones will shut you down.
You want to
We got 3 minutes, so we got to wrap it up.
All right. Here's how you figure out how Alex Jones is a false purveyor of truth. It's very simple. He mongers fear, okay, and he keeps Patriot paralyzed with fear, and he's not dead, and his radio show is still going on when 20 other Patriot networks are taken off the air. You tell me why he's still on. I yield.
Last word for you, Chuck.
That's it. Prep.
Yep.
All I gotta say.
Why don't we give one last shout out for connections? How to get a hold of these people real quick? We've got 2 minutes.
Smith Fix. Go ahead, Joe. If someone wants to get a hold of you.
I don't want anybody to get a hold of me except for Austin.
All right, fair enough, Joe.
Mine's easy. SmithFix@hotmail.com, and my phone number, if anybody wants to give me a shout, is 817-688-0079. I ain't hiding.
All right. Hey, the mouth. Hey, Lee Pierre, the mouth. Plug your show, baby.
Hey, Last Voice for Liberty, live and kicking every Tuesday night at 11 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Pacific Fun. We're taking down the tyranny and trying to educate everybody on the stuff you need to know, guys. It's imperative that we are educated enough to know how to defend ourselves in freedom.
All right. Liberty Lisa, plug your show.
Amen.
The Truth Train, that's every Tuesday night from 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific, 4 to 6 Mountain. You do the rest of the math. And then this Saturday, also, Austin Thomas has his own show, Unraveling the Matrix, where they talk about all kinds of weird stuff.
Oh yeah, well we love the Unraveling the Matrix. I mean, we get out there, we get into this stuff.
Well, if you want,
I like what I'm hearing.
Well, if you want to get in the dirt, you go over those files.
Oh, I'm gonna go dig it in the dirt. I think you popped out what I'm gonna be discussing on Unraveling the Matrix this Saturday. That's from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That would be 9 to 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you guys in the middle fill it in.
Thank you for having me on.
Joe, can we keep you on file, have you as a future guest, and you too, Chuck?
Yeah, Thank you for having me on.
Just give me a shout.
Excellent. All right, we're happy to have you guys. I'm going to throw it out there. Deuces, everybody. Everybody refresh. Get ready for the Proof Negative show. He's
Proof
coming
Negative.
Up next. The Big Kahuna. Deuces, everybody.
Bye, guys. Thanks for
calling.
Joining us.
Thanks to all
Good
the
night.
Listeners.
Thanks.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Liberty. Liberty.
Liberty.
Preppers rule.
For the Republic.